Tyler Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. I feel terrible, number one. Number two, headache. Next one is fever. Next one is body ache. Next one is temper of 104 at home. Next one is cough. Next one is congestion. Next one is nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is abdominal pain. Tyler is a healthy 18-year-old young man who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms, as well as sore throat, headache, and dizziness. For the past 3 days period, his grandma's here with him. He says that he's never felt this bad in the past. COVID immunization, none. Family history, none. Contributory immunization, up-to-date allergy, no drug allergy. Ear surgery, medical problems, ADHD, medications, none, social, no smoking, no drug use. Review of system, as above, he had a temp of 104. It's much better now at 98.3. He's alert, he's awake, he appears non-septic. 130 pounds, 97%, 98.3, 1687, 112 over 57. Heart pulses, one pulses with two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Number one, flu test is positive A. Number two, strep is negative. Number three, chest x-ray is negative with 104 temperature. Chest x-ray showed no pneumonia. Next number, I looked at his abdomen, his kidney, his liver, his gallbladder with the nausea and vomiting. And all is within normal limits. We looked at his neck and his heart with a history of heart murmur. No evidence of IHSS noted. There's copious amount of lymphadenopathy in the neck. And carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of severe dizziness. Period. In the paragraph, he's to call me in 24 hours if not any better. Discuss findings with grandma before leaving. Tamiflu 75, number 10 given. Thank you. Lots of liquid Tylenol, Motrin for fever. Thank you.